This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, or is it Y98? It's very difficult to tell because we have Julie Tristan in studio with us right now. Julie, how are you doing?
Or KZK, because I'm on both stations. Yeah,
oh my gosh, you're everywhere.
And now I'm on KMOX!
And how are you doing both at the same time?
I can't reveal my secret.
I can tell you what, though. Every time I get my nails done, every time I go to the dentist, every time I go grocery shopping, it's the voice.
She's on in the lobby.
Julie Tristan.
That makes me really happy and excited.
But you are everywhere.
She's Thanks
everywhere.
For having me. I'm so excited to be on this big, amazing show.
Okay.
She doesn't know, does she?
No, she does not. She's just now about to find out. She's like, I've heard so much. This sucks.
No. She was walking through the newsroom and people are like, oh, where are you? Where are you going? Well, I'm going on the Chris and Amy show. And I'm sure you got a lot of like strange looks. Like, why is she lowering herself to join Chris and Amy?
So everybody knows you as being really nice around. You're so nice, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that about. So when you're not nice, what do you do? Like, how do we know when you're not nice?
I don't think I'm nice ever. Like, so I don't know why people think I'm so nice all the time.
What?
You always win the nice award.
We have awards at Odyssey, St. Louis, and she wins every one every quarter.
I do, but you should ask my brother how nice I am, and he will not agree with that award.
You're never going to believe who we have behind that door.
Jason, you jerk, come in here. Just kidding.
Julie, as you know, we've been doing the midday midlife all week long, talking about the issues that we face when we're 35, 40, 45, because it's a pretty weird time in life. I was saying, you know, you could be 43 and have a kid in college, or you could have a brand new baby, you know, or you could be getting married for the first time or the second time, or taking care of little kids or taking care of your parents. And so yesterday we talked about, well, at this time, you know, there's divorce and at this age, you see that maybe you're getting back into the dating world. And if you're dating at this age, there's a chance you might be dating someone who has kids, which can be an intimidating factor. Ron, you said you never even thought about it for a while.
Didn't even consider it until I moved here. I'm like, well, I guess that's what there is.
But whatever you would like to share, you were dating someone with kids. Now you guys are happily married.
Yep.
Kind of like maybe walk us through. Was that something you had been always open to or not open to? Or because there's a lot that goes into it when it's not just you and the significant other.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank God for divorce, because I got to have my husband because his ex-wife did not see his worth like I do. So I love divorce. I'm like, yes, I get to have this man now. He's all mine. You lost him. Now he's mine.
Clip that audio clip.
Isn't divorce the best?
Divorce is the best, man. And so I had never dated a guy with kids. He was my very first guy that I've dated with children. I always just like found guys, I guess, somehow without kids. Mm-hmm. And then when I started dating him, I was like, okay, well, this is different. And so then I didn't meet the kids until probably like 6 months into our relationship. Mm-hmm. And the kids are great. The older one is, he took the divorce very hard. And if he could have his way, he would have his parents back together.
Yeah.
And my joke always is, whenever I first moved in with my husband, he used to call me the stranger. He's like, there's a stranger living in my house. And my husband is awesome. He goes, that's not a stranger, that's my wife.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you for sticking up for me with this freaking kid.
That's so hard, though.
It is hard.
That's emotional.
It is hard. I was just telling my friends, I was like, just like the guy is like, okay, well, I'm going to wait to introduce you to like my kids. Mm. I feel like I should get to meet the kids earlier so I can decide if I want to continue this relationship based on these children, because it is very difficult. Kids make the world very difficult, especially when they're not your children.
That's really interesting, because assumption is most people do it the other way around.
Yeah.
You meet the person, you figure out if you like the person, then you get introduced to the kids because, you know, you don't want to get there too early and then the kids maybe get attached to you and then it doesn't work out and then they get confused, right?
Yeah.
So that's a really tough balance to reach, is trying to figure out when to meet them, but also meet them soon enough that you can make a decision.
Right.
For yourself.
And I met him when I was 41 and he was like 39, I think. Mm-hmm. And I never had a kid. And so I was like thinking, I wanted my career. I wanted to, like, when I was a kid, I wanted a good career and I wanted to help rescue dogs. Like, that was my dream as a kid, never to be a mom. I was just figured I would, because you're a woman and that's what you're supposed to do, obviously. And then I just like accomplished those goals, helped a lot of dogs, have a great career. And then I just never really met the right guy. I was engaged before and that broke up, and I dated this guy for 8 years and he cheated on me. And so I kissed a lot of frogs to find this prince finally. Yeah. But then I find this prince, like the most amazing guy. He's a firefighter, so he helps other people. And then I was like, okay, well, this is the guy. I'm going to have a kid now, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do. And I was like, might as well. And I always thought it'd be cool to see what my kid would look like. So let's have one. But then he was like, kids are really hard and I don't want any more. So that's something that I, continue to deal with and try to be okay with the fact that I don't get to have a kid because he doesn't want any more. And there's a really good book for a lot of women who are older that don't have kids. It's very basically called Women Without Kids. Mm-hmm. It's by author Ruby Harrington. And it helps you kind of come to terms with the fact that you're going to be one of those women that don't have children of your own. And she said something interesting. She said 80%, which is a huge number, of women that don't have children, don't have them for a situational reason. They were sick. Their body couldn't do it. They tried IVF. It didn't work.
Yep.
Maybe they didn't meet somebody. Maybe they met somebody. And like me, he didn't want to have any more kids. So there's only 20% of women without kids that were like, this is what I don't want them. But a lot of women, most of them, they just couldn't have it for one reason. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's a very tough thing for women to come to terms with, because you're raised with, you're going to grow up, you're going to get married, you're going to have kids. And then when you don't, you're like, hold on a minute.
So how are you navigating that? That you've got this guy that you really, really love, right?
Yeah.
And you would never give him up. Right. But also you have this other thing that you now would like to have done and you're not going to get that. I mean, how are you balancing that?
Therapy. Like my therapist. Mm-hmm. I go through like waves of it, where you're like okay with it, and then something will bubble up and then you're like, gosh, like this is it, Whenever he told me he didn't want to have kids, I was like, well, I'm not going to let you stop me from having kids. Let me go talk to like the IVF direction and maybe I'll get a sperm donor and do it without you. And so I talked to the IVF people and they're like, well, when you get over 40, it gets really hard. They're like, you have a less than 5% chance if you did IVF. Each time you do it, it's like $20,000. She said you could do it 3 times and be out $60,000 and still not have a kid. So, yeah. And then I'd be doing it by myself because he doesn't really want one. Yeah. So,
and it's an emotional and physical toll.
Yeah, exactly.
Having friends who have done it. It yeah. sounds so easy when we throw phrases out yeah. there like IVF, but the hormones you have to take, what it does to your body yeah. emotionally, financially, everything. It's a huge.
Oh, two of my best friends are doing it now. It's very, very difficult.
Right.
It is a lot.
So again, and gosh, we could talk to you for a long time about this, but dealing with having kids of your own, or you know, deciding not to have kids of mm-hmm. your own situationally, but even now, not being their mom, and every situation is different with how much the mom's involved or in the picture or not in the picture. But did you have to talk about house rules and expectations for the kids, and what are your expectations and what are his? Because you can't go in and be the strictest person, but what if you're stricter than the mom and dad?
Yeah,
I mean, so how did you handle that?
It's definitely was a difficult adjustment because my parents were, well, my mom was very strict.
Yeah.
But like, not in a difficult way.
Yeah.
In a don't act like a fool and you won't be in trouble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like my husband and I are on the same page a lot with how we parent the children, because I also get to parent them when they're over there because they live under my roof now too. And I don't want to have to deal with some crazy child cussing or doing whatever mm-hmm. they want. So when they come over our house, my husband and I have similar parenting styles, which sounds weird because it's like I'm a parent, you know, from like a couple years ago. But
do you think you'd almost have to have similar styles to acquire children that aren't yours? You know, similar
yeah.
styles to the dad already, right? Because you can't be completely different than
yeah.
him.
Because my best friend got married and she was more strict than her husband was
yeah.
because he's like, oh, I don't feel like dealing with it. And she's like, no, they can't, like, they have to do chores. You can't say bad words. You have to be a good person. And they butted heads a lot when it comes to the kids. Kids can really just cause relationships to fail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate saying that, but it's so true. Like, the only time me and my husband get in arguments, usually it's around the children. Mm-hmm. Not around the children, but
about
the kids or about the ex-wife. I wouldn't recommend that
yeah.
at all. Because
yeah.
whenever they have kids,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
dealing
yeah.
with the mother all the time.
Right, right, right.
She will never go away.
Yeah.
Man, no, I hope she's listening.
I think it's so important.
No, I'm never going to
hey,
tell
her. Hey, go away, lady.
Julie, I think it's so important, though, because so many people...
You're listening. Go away.
Yeah,
leave Julie
nice
alone.
There's that nice Julie again, being nice yeah. again.
No, but people think, love conquers all.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't conquer kids and an ex-wife. Like,
yeah.
I mean, just being honest, it is so complicated. And I agree with what you said about needing to be aligned, because, you know, even if you are stricter, and I don't even like that word, like you said, because it seems like it's being strict, imposing rules just for the heck of it, but it's no, here's what you think is best for kids. Then once you start having relationships, you build a relationship with those kids,
mm-hmm.
you care about them, you love them, you want rules and expectations because you want them to thrive. And then if you see what you believe to be self-destructive behavior
mm-hmm.
and you can't say anything or don't feel that you have the right to say something, that's really
and
difficult.
I hate
or also,
that even think about that. Like, you don't have the right to say anything like
right.
that. It's really annoying and frustrating.
Yeah.
But also, you can't just let them walk all over you because they belong to somebody else and you don't
exactly.
want to upset them.
Exactly.
Like, you're
exactly.
still a human and they got to treat you right.
You have to walk this weird
wow.
line whenever they're not your kids, but you still don't want them to treat you a certain way.
Right.
Were you nervous about the first time? And I don't know if you've had to put your foot down with them. Have you done that? Were you nervous about it? You know, like, that's a
yeah.
intimidating situation.
It is. It is. I mean, and sometimes you're like, did I put my foot down too much?
Yeah.
Was I too, like, strict about it? I mean, I probably did, but it is such a learning lesson. Like, I do feel for parents because you have no idea what you're doing. And especially when I just kind of started, it's like, I have no idea what I'm doing either. But sometimes I do have to be like, just kind of let him parent. And then, I don't know, as long as it seems like he's doing making them act right.
Right.
I don't know. You have to kind of just step back a little bit because they're not your kids.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's the kind of thing you just probably have to continue to process.
You do.
All the time.
You
and
do.
It never probably never ends.
Exactly.
You know, because the theme of the week that Amy and I are doing here with the Midday Midlife is you get to this point in your life, you know, 35, 40, 45, and it's almost like you're... you start to have regrets. And I think my contention is 99% of us do, even if we are in a good career, a good situation, like you. You've got a great career, great situation.
Yeah.
Do you have those?
For sure. I do regret that I didn't like just have a kid earlier. Just like find some guy and have a kid earlier. You know, that way I would have the kid. But then I'm like, I don't know. You just have to work on, like, is it the worst thing that you don't have a child? Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law is like the sweetest lady ever. And when she was a kid, all she wanted was to grow up and be a mom. She wanted to grow up, be a mom, done and done. That's what she did. I never had that dream. I just figured I would because you're supposed to. That's what we do. So that's what I work on with my therapist. She's like, just because society says every woman is supposed to have a kid, and if you don't, what did you ever really accomplish? Is that really true? I mean, I have had a great career. I'm very involved in nonprofits. Mm-hmm. I've adopted 16 dogs and helped so many senior dogs that were just thrown away by people. And I'm like, doesn't that matter that I've like helped something like that just because I don't have a kid? Now I'm like, well, what did you really do? It's just that's what it feels like society says, you know?
As long as you don't feel that way. And that's what you wrestle with.
That's why I go to my therapist, because it bubbles up.
Right.
I'm like, do I know?
Because it's true.
And it's not. I mean, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
I'm 42.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have kids. And I always thought I would. And that was something working through that you realize, oh, my gosh. And like you said, your society kind of puts that pressure on you. But it's like, okay, it's a reassessment that I'm doing right now. It's not going to happen. But I've done a lot, and now my adventure looks different. And that's how I'm viewing it is. The next part of my life is going to be a different adventure. And you've done so many adventures and have so many ahead of you, so many more ahead of you. You have so much you've contributed.
Julie.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys need to look at this book, Women Without Kids, Ruby Harrington. It makes you feel so much better about not having kids.
Julie Tristan, we love your perspective. Thank you for coming in and talking to us. And what's it like, 3 months until Christmas tunes start?
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Start next month.
Let's go. It's almost
August.
Julie Tristan, Y98, KAZK, you're the best. You are so nice. Tell everybody
Jason,
how nice you are.
Jason, she's nice.
Yeah,
Jason,
she's nice.
Right, Jason. Thanks for letting me on your
Thank
show.
You, Julie.
This is the highlight of my life.
See? I can't tell if she's putting us on or what. Julie Tristan, KAZK, Y98. This is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.